While Jesus was traveling to Jerusalem, 10 lepers cried out to him for mercy, for healing from their dread disease. While they followed Jesus' instructions to show themselves to the priests, they were cured. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Let's talk about the leprosy of sin. The first sin was not about eating the forbidden fruit, but about being like God, about replacing God. Because we are born with this sin, we are by nature selfish, demanding, and arrogant. After all, if we are like God, if we are God, we deserve everything good. If we are in control, the gifts and kindness given to us are our right and are owed to us. The 9 lepers who did not return to thank Jesus were part of the chosen people, the children of Israel. They accepted the cure as something God owed them. Not so the Samaritan. He immediately turned back to thank Jesus, who he praised as God, for his grace and mercy. As we confess our sin, we confess that we are not in control. We either are overwhelmed by our lack of hope, or we find our cure in Christ Jesus. May our Lord grant us faith to thank him for his rich gift of forgiveness and life everlasting. Amen.